Time of Death, written and read by Mark Billingham. Prologue. Everyone, everybody. He's sitting in the only half-decent cafe there is, drinking tea and picking at a muffin, when he sees the car slow down and pull over to the curb on the opposite side of the road, and watches a girl, just like the one he's been thinking about, walk up to it, smiling, as the passenger window glides down. Of course she's smiling. She knows the driver. Why wouldn't she smile? Now she's leaning down towards the open window. She tosses her hair and grins at something the driver says, pushes her shoulders back, her chest out. She nods, listening. He finishes the muffin, closes his eyes for a second or two, enjoying the sugar rush, the rush upon the rush. When he opens them again, the waitress is hovering, asking if she can take the empty plate away if he needs another tea. He tells her he's fine and says, thank you. She knows his name, of course, and he knows hers. It's that kind of place. She starts to talk, high-pitched and fast, something about the river that has burst its banks again a dozen or so miles away, how terrible it must be for those poor people living nearby, all that filthy water running into their living rooms, the stink and the insurance, the price of new carpets. He nods at the right moments and says something in return, one eye on the car and the girl, then looks at the waitress until she takes the hint and wanders away with his empty plate. The girl stands up and steps back onto the pavement, casts a glance each way along the street as the driver leans across and opens the passenger door. Even though she knows him, trusts him, she knows equally well that she shouldn't get into his car, not really. She's not worried about anything bad happening. Nothing like that would ever happen here.